Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Dylan is on the phone with us. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, guys.
So Tommy and Dylan have been together for about 3 years and have been living together for about a year. Dylan told us off the air that they've been fighting a lot lately, mostly about stupid stuff, and Tommy's been acting super shady. Dylan even said that she has come home several times and Tommy's been on the phone, immediately hangs up as soon as she comes in. There's also been a few times Tommy will get calls and he goes into the backyard to take the call. And Dylan, you said that these are work calls, right? That at least that's what he's telling you?
Yeah, and he's never really gotten calls from work before like that. You know, I've just kind of suspected this girl that he works with.
Well, why do you suspect this girl?
Well, he's still friends with her on Facebook, and they used to date before we got together. You know, and he still works with her, and she's always been on my radar a little bit. Mm.
What does he do for a living?
He works in sales for an insurance company.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Tommy on the phone and offer him the free roses. We'll see if he sends them to you, Dylan, and hopefully he does, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Tommy, please?
This is Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. This is Leanne with. I'm calling today with a gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Wow, yeah, for sure.
Great. It's super easy to get started. All we need first is the first and last name you'd like to send the roses to.
Can you send them to Felicia?
Okay. And then before I get Felicia's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with those roses. What would you like that to say?
Can you just put, I love you?
Okay, so just I love you. And then Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy.
Okay.
Tommy, we hate to interrupt. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain for the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. I'm sorry, there's no roses. We've been asked to give you a call and offer you roses to see who you'd send them to by your girlfriend, Dylan. Can we ask why you didn't send them to Dylan, and who is Felicia?
Wait, so what's happening?
This is a segment we do on the radio called War of the Roses, and you're on it right now because your girlfriend, Dylan, has asked us to offer you free roses. Now, there's no free roses, but she wanted you to send her the roses. We were expecting you to send them to Dylan, but you sent them to Felicia, so we want to know who Felicia is.
Felicia's just a friend of mine. I mean, there's nothing going on between us.
But you would send her flowers with a card that says, let me make sure I get this right, I love you.
Well, as a friend, I mean, you know, she's been sort of going through some stuff, and
let's just get Dylan. Can we just talk to Dylan?
As a friend. Mm-hmm.
Dylan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dylan, you're on with Tommy.
Okay, Tommy, this is ridiculous. A friend and you don't, like, send me the roses? Who is Felicia?
Dylan, is
who
this
is Felicia?
Is this not the girl that he used to date from his job?
No, that's Amanda. I don't know who Felicia is. Who is Felicia?
Oh, my God.
Felicia is just a friend of mine. I told you. She's...
Why would you send her roses?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, okay? I should have sent you the roses, probably, but Felicia's been having a hard time. She's going through a breakup.
That's weird. How would you feel if I sent something to somebody, I love you, to a dude that's just a friend? You don't think that's messed up?
It wouldn't be my favorite.
How did you meet her? How'd you meet this girl?
I met her at through work.
What does she do at work?
She is a...
I feel like there's a lot of holes in this.
Well, again, if somebody called with three roses, and I immediately thought of my friend who's going through a tough time. I mean,
Dylan, are you buying this?
No, because if she's going through a tough time, you send her like flowers to say, hey, I hope things are looking up for you.
Yeah, that's right. A good point. Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, but this is like, you don't say, I love you. If you're going through a tough time, send that to a friend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can I come over and can we talk about this?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I will tell you everything you need to know about it.
The only person that matters whether or not they accept this is Dylan.
Right.
We've done what we came to do.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like he's not being honest.
Well, he's not being honest.
That's pretty obvious. He's lying to all of us.
Well, because if I'm going to be in a relationship with someone, if I'm going to be married to someone, I don't want somebody who's sending roses to somebody else saying, I love you. Like, I deserve better than that. And you can come over and you can explain yourself, but you know what? This is just, I'm not wasting my time. You know, this is just not, it's not okay.
Hey, I'm sorry. I made a mistake, all right? I should have sent you the roses, okay?
He still thinks that that is the mistake. He still thinks that it's that she didn't get the flowers. You know what? Dylan, hold on the line. I'm going to talk to you off the air. Let Tommy go. He's talking himself in circles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.